I'm Alisa and I spent the last 16 years of teaching while education has undergone major changes because of digital tools. This episode explores the ethical concerns faced by teachers using technology in their practice based on the Scotland's Inspire Learning Initiative and our course material. Let's explore student privacy and child safeguarding. Using technology in a school creates major privacy issues for students. The Inspire Learning fact explains how every Scottish Border student receives a managed iPad under strict guidelines that control filtering and monitoring while ensuring student safety. The high level of oversight serves an important purpose because we must protect student data from being exploited and prevent digital tools from providing entry points to inappropriate content or contact. As teaching professionals, we must teach students about safe technology practices as well as demonstrate appropriate online behavior. If we look at the digital citizenship, the concept of digital citizenship emerged from my coursework and became vital to my developing understanding of digital literacy. The acquisition of technical skills by students should extend to include both ethical and respectful usage as well as analytical thinking about technology. HOPS 2017 stresses that media literacy involves teaching students both to critically analyze content and generate innovative work. That is a powerful shift. The use of iPads in classrooms enables students to produce podcasts and code alongside making videos, yet teachers need to teach them how to handle the digital footprint and consent and copyright issues. When looking at equity of access, the implementation of Inspire Learning demonstrates problems regarding digital equity. Every learner receives the same device, which creates equal opportunities. The digital equity must expand its reach outside classroom walls. Students who have no Wi-Fi access at their homes face what happens. Students face challenges when their families lack help for technical issues. For me, digital equity means ongoing support, inclusive teaching practices, and universal design for learning, not just distributing devices. Teacher responsibility and professional development. Obviously, the course experience deepened my understanding of professional ethics related to technological tool use from a teaching perspective. Providing students with an iPad is insufficient because we require continuous professional development to master meaningful technology applications beyond mere presentations. My understanding of storytelling and podcasting and media production from HOPS has caused me to rethink how I should use authentic, reflective, ethical digital creation to engage my learners. In conclusion, digital literacy I have come to understand digital literacy as both a mindset and skill set which empathizes ethics and empowerment while promoting engagement. I now actively demonstrate digital responsibility as a teacher while teaching students to critically evaluate their digital content consumption and creation activities. We teach our students to use technology through methods that will create future digital citizens. Thank you so much for listening, and please feel free to share this episode if you have enjoyed it while continuing the conversation. Thank you very much. Stay curious, critical, and stay connected.